Elephants Don't Play Chess. 1990. There is an alternative route to artificial intelligence that diverges from the directions pursued under that banner for the last 30 years, wrote Australian roboticist Rodney Brooks, born 1954, in his widely cited 1990 manifesto titled Elephants Don't Play Chess. He continued, "The traditional approach has emphasized the abstract manipulation of symbols, whose grounding in physical reality has rarely been achieved. We explore a research methodology which emphasizes ongoing physical interaction with the environment as the primary source of constraint on the design of intelligent systems." One of several points made by Brooks in his paper is that all around us are intelligences far removed from chess playing in the form of intelligent animals, for example, elephants, and even insect swarms. Brooks believed that AI research should move at least in part from a focus on classical AI involving rules, symbol manipulation, and search trees, to one based more on considerations that include sensory-motor coupling with the environment, for example, feedback between senses and motion-producing mechanisms, vision-movement coordination, and other forms of direct physical interaction with the real world. Brooks' paper concludes with a fascinating sampling of AI robots that are reminiscent of bundles of sensory systems that react to the environment. For Brooks, a physical body is considered to be crucial for the intelligence that interests him, in AI creatures that can solve problems concerning locomotion, grasping, and navigating through the world. These behavior-based AI systems need not always understand the functioning of their separate behavioral units for their intelligence. For example, Brooks achieves fascinating behavior in his robots with simple rules involving avoiding static and moving obstacles, coupled with a desire to randomly wander and look for distant places. High-level behavior emerges from a set of simple interactions with the environment. On this environment topic, natural computing authors Dennis Sasha and Kathy Lazier note, "In the brief history of space travel, it has been easier to build a computer program to guide a spacecraft to Mars than to build a robot able to navigate over rough terrain with anything like the skill of a billy goat." See also Darwin Among the Machines, 1863, Turing Test, 1950, Licklider's Man-Computer Symbiosis, 1960, Swarm Intelligence, 1986, Moravac's Paradox, 1988.